Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I am so excited to have my special guest on tonight for the first time, Pastor Andrea O. Mitchell. She is the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Historic Idlewild, Michigan. She is my guest on tonight. She will be sharing a testimony very shortly, but she's also going to be delivering a word from the Lord on tonight. So as I always ask my listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. As this awesome woman of God, get ready to share another word, a word from the Lord on tonight with us. Listen, I am so grateful that God allowed our passed across. We did concert in Michigan on Sunday, July the 9th of this year. And other different churches from that area that was in that thing on that morning and then after that evening for the evening service and concert. What a blessing it was. Listen, I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, continue to keep this worldwide ministry platform in your prayers, because God has now opened the doors for this ministry to be heard through prisons throughout the United States. And I do get feedback and comments from some of the prisoners on my Facebook page. They are really enjoying and being blessed by the worldwide ministry platform. So as we get ready to go to God in prayer, we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would keep Minister Alfred in your prayers. His wife made a heavenly transition on the other day. So we want to keep him in your prayers. not only him, but anyone that you know of, even those that you don't know of that have lost a loved one, keep them in your prayers. Keep those that are sick and afflicted that you know of and don't know of in your prayers as well. Because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. And we also want to continue to pray for all of our pastors and our shepherds that God has placed in our lives to be the under-shepherds that he's placed in the different congregations and ministries to teach and preach his word for his glory. So we want to continue to keep them in our prayer because they are under a lot of stress and pressure because the enemy don't like what they're doing, but they're giving God glory, honor, and praise. So we want to keep them in prayer as well. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight as your children coming together as a corporate body of believers, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And we thank you that you are also a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We come now asking Heavenly Father that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Pastor Andrea Mitchell, her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we just called off a few names, but we know you know all about each situation. You know what everyone is going through because you sit high and you look low. So we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen Minister Alfred and his entire family as they get ready to do the homegoing service for his wife next week. Also, not only him, but anyone and everyone that has lost loved ones all over the land, comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Help them to continue to look to the hills from which comes their help. For all of their help come from you, and help them to remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We continue to pray for those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. We know that you are every place at the same time, so we thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. And you promised in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, even on tonight, that we don't deserve and we cannot earn. But we thank you for your grace and mercy on tonight, even your sufficient grace. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank you for his precious blood that he shed on the cross because of his great love for you first and foremost, and then for the love of mankind. While we were yet in our sins, he died for us and paid our sin debt on the cross. And thank God he didn't stay dead. He rose on the third day morning with the victory and with all power in heaven and in earth that's in his hands. So we thank you that we who are connected to your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can be doing and we are doing greater works, just like he said we would in according to your word, greater works that we will be able to do. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise. So have your way on tonight through your woman of God that's going to share your testimony and going to share your word with me and the listeners on tonight. We pray that you would be glorified even more on tonight, and we know that the enemy is going to be even more horrified. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we do have another scripture food for thought, as we always do. And it comes to us saying on tonight, don't be a reason why someone kneels down and cries to God. Some tears are dangerous. That's powerful. I'm going to say that again on tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought, and this is for all of us, even saved believers. Don't be a reason why someone kneels down and cries to God. Some tears are dangerous. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I am so excited once again to have my special guest on tonight for the first time. And those of you that are faithful listeners to this platform, you know, always know that I always ask my first-time guest to share a testimony. And that's what she's about to do right now. We are so excited to have her on this platform, this worldwide ministry on tonight. Pastor Andrea Mitchell, I just want to say to you, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. Would you please, at this time, would you please share with me and the listeners a testimony, please?
Yes, good evening, Brother Brown, and good evening to everyone who's listening. It is very much an honor, and I am indeed grateful for this invitation to speak this evening. It's an opportunity of a lifetime to share the word that God has given me to share. So in order for me to give my testimony, I have to start at the beginning. It's short, but it starts at the beginning. At the age of 5 1/2, the Lord took my birth mother home, and my struggle with life began at that point. I had been introduced to the Lord in church services. My parents took me to church. They took me to Sunday school. And my grandparents were very faithful and devoted Christians, devout Christians. So between the church and my parents and grandparents, I had already established a connection with Jesus Christ. And then I also experienced and I saw him when my mother prayed at my bedside, at the bedside of all of her children each night. We all actually stayed in the same room. And then she would read scriptures aloud until we fell asleep. So when Jesus came to me in the midst of my pain because my mother was gone, I accepted him, and I began leaning on him and trusting in him for everything and in every situation. And I don't know where I would be today if he had not been with me all of these years. I was baptized, and I confirmed my salvation at the age of 9, and I received the call to preach at the age of about 13 or 14. And at that time, I began studying the Bible personally in addition to what I was doing at church. And I continued to wait for the next step. And nobody came. I was expecting someone to come and point at me or tap me on the shoulder and prophesy to me about my call. But there were no women preachers in my denomination for me to go to. And I was just too shy to go to anyone else to let them know that I knew I had been called. There was a fire within me to spread the word of God, to help those in this world that are struggling with life, to let them know there's hope in someone, and his name is Jesus Christ. So it wasn't until my 30s that I returned to college to pursue a degree in biblical studies. And then in my early 40s, I told my pastor, Pastor Mark Allen Gray of Greater Shiloh Baptist Church of Detroit, I told him about my calling. And then he prayed, and he watched, and he trained me. And in 2009, I was licensed to preach the gospel of Christ. And I continued training and serving at Greater Shiloh until January of 2016 when I was ordained. I worked at Shiloh from that point on until 2018 when I was called to pastor at my current church, First Baptist Church of Historic Idlewild. And we are on the move pursuing Christ and his kingdom.
Wow, what a powerful testimony. Listen, I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. And I do want to say to you, I thank you for the connection that God has placed you into our brother in Christ, Brother Rob Mitchell's life, that we, through him, that we had an opportunity to come minister to you and your congregation and other ministries that were there that morning on Sunday, July the 9th of this year for your church's 90th year legacy anniversary. I thank God for that connection. But listen, your powerful testimony is so awesome. And that's why I ask all my first-time guests to share a testimony, because God said he would share his glory with no one. So someone else, maybe young or old, needed to hear that testimony that you just shared with us. to know that just like God did it for you, he's the same God, and he has no respect of persons. He can do the same thing for them as well. So we thank you for sharing that awesome testimony on tonight with me and my worldwide listeners. We committed to go to our music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Andrea Mitchell. She's going to share the word with us on tonight. So I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. But once she concludes tonight's message, I will open up the phone lines for those of you that have dialed in. And as I always say, and it's true that we do have a lot of people that do dial in. And when I open up the phone line, some of them don't say anything, but we still thank God for them dialing in and being blessed by God's word and these powerful testimonies. So we're going to go to the music break right now. And because of the world situation that we're in now, I am getting ready to play one of my favorite songs, and a lot of listeners already know what it is. The word of God says, the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So that's why I'm going to play this song on tonight. Pray for me.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
We're all standing in need of prayer. So that's why I love playing that song. The fervent prayers of the righteous still avail as much. Before I bring my guest on tonight, Pastor Andrea Mitchell, to share a word from the Lord with us on tonight. If I forgot, I forgot to mention that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. And also I want to give a shout out to my awesome pastor, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. So right now, we are getting ready to receive this awesome woman of God as she gets ready to share with us on tonight what God has given to her to share with us on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Pastor Mitchell, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Thank you. God sent me with a message this evening, and this message is for everybody. It's for the saved and the unsaved, the believer and the non-believer. It is for those who are sure of their call and election and those who are struggling with their faith and with their belief. It's for everybody. The Lord told me to tell you what we have titled this sermon. You are always welcome. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'll be reading two verses, verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 17 through 18, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "So come out from among unbelievers and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean. And I will graciously receive you and welcome you with favor. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." I'm going to ask that you pray with me real quick before we bring the message. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I stand before you, your humble servant. Lord, use me this evening. Use me to give your message the way you want it to be delivered. Lord, open our hearts and our minds to receive so that our lives will be changed and transformed, and we will grow into the men and women, boys and girls of God that you have called and created us to be. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
The book of 2 Corinthians is the, I'm going to give you a little history here. The book of 2 Corinthians is the second letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the people of Corinth. Now, Corinth was a large city of about 700,000 people. That's amazing. And it's said to be the most important city in Greece during that time. And so Paul had previously gone and planted a church there. But he recently had learned that false teachers had come into the church and were trying to discredit Paul and his teachings and his ministry and to sway the people away from him and away from true Christianity, the Christianity that he taught, and have them return to the old ways of the Old Testament and the old laws. So Paul wrote this letter to defend his ministry, to defend his conduct, to defend his calling, and defend his character. This is a situation that many times pastors and ministers and preachers and teachers of the gospel are standing in. We sometimes have to defend ourselves, and it shouldn't be. And he reminded the believers not to turn from the salvation that they received from God by grace. We as Christian believers are to pursue true righteousness and to let that righteousness be shown in brothers and sisters. We are God's people, and we are to continue in love for God and one another in all of our ways. There is no division. There is no separation of God's kingdom. There is no separation in his true church, because we are all one in the body of Christ. Ephesians 5:25 tells us that Christ loved the church, and he gave himself up for her, the church being his bride. He died to make the church holy. He used the telling of the good news to make the church clean by washing it with water. Christ died so that he could give the church to himself like a bride in all her beauty. He died so that the church could be holy and without fault, with no evil or sin or any other thing wrong in it. The gospel of Christ is what sanctifies us, and it washes us clean from sin. So when you stepped over that line that divides darkness from God's marvelous light, you stepped into a new life. You stepped into a new world, into a new kingdom. You entered an existence where you are free from being destroyed by anything and anyone in this world, because God is your keeper. You left behind the consequence of sin, which is death, because you accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life. And he gave his blood, and he gave his earthly life in order for this to happen. See, his blood washed, and it continues to wash away the sin of God's repentant children. Just because we answered his call, no other reason. We answered his call to come and join his family. There was nothing else we could do to deserve this. All we had to do was answer. Your status or position as slave to sin, doomed to die, was upgraded to royal heir of God's kingdom, destined to live forever when you stepped into the kingdom of God. In Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, it says, "For it is by God's grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, that you have actually been delivered from judgment and given eternal life through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, not through your own effort, but it is the undeserved gracious gift of God, not as a result of your works, nor your attempts to keep the law, so that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his or her salvation." Salvation is a free gift. It's the free gift that God has given us, and we all know it. And it's because he loves us so much that he extends his grace to save us and give us a new life. And with our new life in Christ comes the benefit of being loved and covered and protected and provided for by the Most High God, who is the creator and sustainer of everything. In John 16:33, Jesus said that in him we can have perfect peace. He said, "In the world you will have tribulation and distress and suffering." He said, "But be of good courage, be courageous, be confident, be filled with joy." Why? Because Jesus has overcome the world. We don't have a reason to worry about a thing, because we are in the kingdom of God and we are God's children. We have to remember, we have to continually remind ourselves that in Christ we have victory in every situation, and in every struggle, in every hardship or hurt. We have to be reminded, brothers and sisters, because we don't always remember that we have the victory in the name of Jesus, which is the name given him by the Father. His name is above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus rose with all power and all authority, and there is no one greater than him. And oh, how blessed we are to be in relationship with the one who holds all the power and authority in his hand. A relationship is the key. Our faith and relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ should be our primary focus. But far too many of us in the kingdom are focused on works and workings than our relationship and fellowship with Christ. And that's what divides God's people here on earth. We've established denominations and traditions and religious practices, and we elevate ourselves above others because they don't practice their faith the way we do. But we can remember that in Romans 14:1, we're told, be willing to accept those who still have doubts about what believers can do. And don't argue with them about their different ideas. Some people believe they can eat any kind of food, But those who have doubts eat only vegetables. Those who know they can eat any kind of food must not feel that they are better than those who eat only vegetables. And those who eat only vegetables must not decide that those who eat all foods are wrong. God has accepted them. And you cannot judge the servants of someone else. Their master decides if they're doing right or wrong. And the Lord's servants will be right because the Lord is able to make them right. It's time for the foolishness to stop. And it's time for God's people to come together. We've gone through separation in 2020 because of the COVID pandemic. And during that time, we should have been able to realize some things. It's time for us to come together. It's time for God's church to become one. It's time for a change, brothers and sisters. Jesus and his gracious gift of salvation is the only reason that we have favor with God. I'm going to repeat that. I want you to remember that. Jesus and his gracious gift of salvation is the only reason that we have favor with God. So everything else is secondary. He's the reason that we have spiritual gifts and spiritual fruit. It is God's place to judge the fruit and to pass out the gifts, not ours. So yes, be led by the Holy Spirit and allow him to develop you. Allow him to develop your gifts and make your fruit grow to maturity. What I'm saying is that our gifts and fruit of the Holy Spirit are given to us because of the relationship with Christ. They do not elevate us one over another. Neither of us is better than the other. We just read in Romans 14 that God himself is the master. He's the judge. And he's already decided that his servants will be right because he is able to make them right. So it's time for us to turn from our own human and selfish and self-promoting ways and return to God and his ways. It's time to get the world out of the church. It's time to wake up, clean up, and stand up and come out from among the world, leaving behind any worldly ways that we've allowed to creep into our lives and into the church. Brothers and sisters, we have to live our lives by faith in Jesus if we are to live the abundant and successful life that Jesus came to give us. It's about living a life dedicated to God and his purposes. And everything that we do should be to edify and glorify God in his purposes. And all of God's children are equal in his sight. It is by faith that we enter into relationship with him. So what is faith? We all know the definition that we've read in the Bible. But I'm going to give it to you this way. Faith is living as if God has already done what he said he would do, even though you cannot see it yet, because you know Jesus and you believe and trust that God can do and he will do what he promised he would do by your faith in Jesus Christ. So we are to come out from the world and be separate, like the Holy One who called you. Be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage, because it's written, you shall be holy, for God is holy. You got to remember who you are and who your daddy is, and turn back towards home. Because no matter what you've done, how far you've wandered from home, no matter how many mistakes you've made, nor how many sins you've committed, and I'm going to caution you, don't listen to your enemy, the devil, because he's going to come and try to tell you that you're not worthy to go home. But I'm saying go home because God has already said you're always welcome home. Turn from the wicked ways of the world and go home to God. And to the unbeliever or to the one who's straddling the fence, not sure if you want to totally submit to God or if you really believe in this Jesus Christ that you're hearing about, or you're not sure if you're ready to give up everything that you value in the world, I invite you today to trust God, accept Jesus, and let go of the world, because our God, the God we've been talking about, is God, and our God is love. And Jesus is saying to you, come to me. All of you who are tired from the heavy burden you've been forced to carry in this world, and I'll give you rest. He says, accept my teaching and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in spirit, and you will be able to get some rest. Yes, the teaching that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light. So in closing, I remind you to come. Come back to Jesus if you're already saved. If you wandered off into the world and allowed the world to taint your life, come on home. You're always welcome. And if you don't know the Father, if you don't know Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you he's real. He's a way maker. Our final verse in our text says, and if you come back to me, I will be a father to you, and you will be my son and my daughters. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mitchell. Listen, I was writing out some notes as you were speaking. I always do this when I have guests on. And that's why I always ask my listeners to have a pen and paper, so you might want to take down notes in different scriptures. But you hit the nail on the head when you said that as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, true believers in Jesus Christ, it's all about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then also that fellowship with him is so important. Not only the fellowship with Jesus Christ, but it's also so important that we fellowship with one another as believers in Jesus Christ. That's why he talks about don't forget to assemble yourself together in the house of in the household of faith. In other words, the church, the building, because we are the church. Those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we are the church. But that's what he's coming back after. Jesus is coming back for his church, and we are the church. But I'm talking about the building where we go and worship God together as a corporate body of believers. That's why it's so important that we come together collectively, giving God honor and praise and glory, and then we fellowship with one another. That's why it is so necessary, and it's so important, and it's very important to God that we do this. So listen, Pastor Mitchell, once again, thank you for that powerful testimony that you shared with us on tonight. I also want to say thank you for this powerful word. You are welcome. For those of you that just heard this message, and if by chance you are not saved in Jesus' name, we have a lot of people in the world today. They still believe, and they have been misled. They have been bamboozled by the enemy, and they still believe that God is everyone's father. No, he's not. No, I'm going to say it again, because every now and then I have to make it clear and plain over this platform out of my mouth that God is not everyone's father. He's everyone's creator. But he will become your father once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Then God becomes your father, not until then. And the only way that you're going to get to God the Father is you've got to go through his son, Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can be saved is in Jesus' name. Because why? He is the one who paid our sin on the cross with his precious blood. So that's why it's important that we know this. And that we as Christians, we share this information with others that don't believe this. That they, some for those that still believe that God is everyone's Father. No, let them know that He's not everyone's Father. He's everyone's Creator. But once you do accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior in your heart and in your life, then God becomes your Father. So,
amen.
Pastor Mitchell, once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight over this worldwide platform. And I love what God is doing through this platform. It's been going on a little over 10 years now, and it is marvelous in our eyes what God is doing through this platform. It is continuously growing, and I don't take it lightly or for granted. This is nobody but God doing this, and I give Him the glory, honor, and praise for it. So that's why I always ask the listeners to continue to pray for me, continue to pray for this platform, as I always continue to pray for every listener that faithfully dials in, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, know that I do pray for you. So right now, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines for those that have dialed in. Thank God for you. As always, we thank God for everyone that always dials in. We have a lot of faithful listeners that dials in and speak to my guests. But as I said earlier, we do have some that dial in and they don't say anything, but we still thank God for them as well. Right now,
amen.
If you have a question, for Pastor Andrea Mitchell on tonight, if you have received this word that she shared with us on tonight, if you enjoyed her testimony and you were blessed by her testimony, or if you just want to give her words of encouragement, you now have an opportunity to do so. The phone lines are open now. Anyone? Praise the Lord. Hello.
Amen.
I've opened up the phone lines for anyone that's dialed in. You can speak to my guest on tonight. If you received this word on tonight, if you were blessed by it, please let us know.
Give an honor to Christ, who is truly indeed the head of my life. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the woman of God, for the way that He used her to bring forth a word to let everybody know, to the believers and non-believers, that if you open up your heart to Him, He'll come in and accept you. And I thank God for that. You continue to do what you're doing, woman of God. You haven't seen nothing yet. Just look and keep watching and watch God turn every situation around for you while you're ministering the word to His people. He's turning some things around in your favor. So be blessed. I love you both.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. That was our sister in Christ, Sister Tara Doss, a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. She was also one of the choir members that came up to Idlewild with us. Again, the phone lines are open for anyone else. If you were blessed by the testimony, or if you received this word on tonight, or if you just want to give Pastor Mitchell a word of encouragement, you now have an opportunity to do so. The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? I know that Sister Gwen Walker, one of our other faithful listeners, apparently she's on another assignment on tonight because normally she would have dialed in. But guess what? I always know that when she don't dial in live and speak to my guest, guess what she does? She go back and she pull up for tonight's show. She's going to go pull it up and she's going to listen to it. And she's going to give me a call and let me know how blessed you were by this message that you shared with us on tonight, Pastor Mitchell.
Yeah.
Again, the phone box is still open. Anyone else have a word of encouragement for Pastor Mitchell on tonight? Sister Mary Ann King, I see that you're on the line from Greensboro, North Carolina. Are you still there, Mary Ann?
Yes, I'm here, Jane.
I didn't mean to call you up.
Yes.
I just happened to see your number. I knew you was on the line. By chance, is Aunt Essie on the line with you tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay, do you have any words for encouragement for our guests on tonight? Do you have any words for encouragement for my guests on tonight?
Yes. Ma'am, you did an awesome job. You just
Amen.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
That's my first cousin, That's my first cousin, Mary Ann King, from Greensboro, North Carolina. She always shares words of encouragement with the guests as well. So we want to definitely continue to keep her in prayers. Keep Mary Ann King in your prayers as well, and also Essie Tutt from Greensboro, North Carolina. Listen, I don't want to forget, while I still have you all on the line, on this coming Saturday night, we know that Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., he brings God's word every Thursday night and every fourth Saturday night. So he will be sharing another word from the Lord, part two of his message from the last time he was on. He will be doing part two of his message on this coming Saturday night. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. So please mark your calendars. Also, anyone else that are still on the line, if you have words of encouragement for Pastor Mitchell on tonight, anyone else? I don't want to leave anyone out. But listen, I just want to say thank you to all of you that dialed in. Even though you did not say anything, I know you were blessed by her testimony, as I was. I know you were encouraged and strengthened by the powerful message that she shared with us on tonight. So we just thank God for every listener that faithfully dials in to this Word Life platform. And that being said, we're going to close out a little bit earlier on tonight. But Pastor Mitchell, once again, I cannot thank you enough for coming forth and sharing your testimony. What a powerful testimony you shared with us on tonight, and also this awesome word that you shared with us titled, You Are Always Welcome. And that's a good thing to know, that we are always welcome back home by Jesus Christ and God the Father, like the prodigal son was when he stayed away, and the father looked on the road and saw his son coming back home, and he ran to meet him and greeted him with a kiss. And he said, but he welcomed him back home, but he never left. And so that's how God is with his children. So we just thank you for this word, Pastor Mitchell. Do you have any final words that you'd like to share with the listeners on tonight before we close out?
I just want to thank you all for listening. I do go before the Lord before I deliver a word. I'm not always a long-winded preacher. I'm usually short-winded. So, but I just thank you for listening, and I hope that everyone here was encouraged. And if there was anyone doubting their faith walk, that their faith walk will be strengthened or was strengthened by hearing this word. And anyone out there, all I can say again is if you don't know Christ, you need to get to know him. There's no better place to be in the presence of Jesus.
I'm a witness. Amen. You said that right. That is a fact. Oh, yes. Listen, awesome woman of God, I see my cousin, Pastor Norman King, also just dialed in from Greensboro, North Carolina. He did not get a chance to hear your powerful testimony on tonight, but I'm sure he's going to go to the website and he's going to pull it up and be blessed by it as well. Pastor Norman King, I see that you just dialed in on tonight. I don't mean to catch you off guard, but this awesome woman of God just shared a powerful testimony with us on tonight, and she shared a powerful word that blessed my soul on tonight, and not only me, but every listener that has dialed in, even those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Her message title for tonight was, you are always welcome. So I know, Pastor King, that you just dialed in and you did not get a chance. I know you're always busy, but I thank God for you dialing in, even at the last minute. But listen, when you get a chance, go back to the website and you will not regret it. You will be blessed and inspired and encouraged by this awesome woman of God from Idlewild, Michigan. So, Pastor Norman King, I want to know, do you have any a word, even though you did not hear the message on tonight, can you give her a words of encouragement? And then also, could you close us out in prayer on tonight, please?
Yes. You know, thank you. I appreciate that. And you're right, busy. And I say, well, let me go ahead and catch something, you know. But to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, you know. And I love when God's people are obedient, you know.
Amen.
And I don't have to know what they said, just as long as I know they are being obedient. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, and that's one verse that's been on me here. That word been on me here recently because, like, one guy that I caught the last bit of it, and that's why I shared with him. I said, thank God for your obedience. And I feel
right.
The anointing just in those couple of words I heard just then, I felt the anointing. Come on. You know, thank God for obedience. And, you know, we live in a time. Praise God. I told somebody just today, I said, remnant is very vital, very important word that God used throughout his word. And God is looking for that remnant of people in this day and time we are. Now, don't be so worried about what appear to be populated, because if you write with God, you are always the majority and not the minority. Because Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, we thank God. Listen, we thank God for your obedience.
Amen.
Continue to listen. Paul said, edify, exhort, and comfort one another. So you continue to edify, continue to exhort and comfort, my sister. God bless you. And may we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, our Lord and Savior. We're so humbly grateful for thy abiding presence. We know your word is true. We know that it is impossible for you to lie. We pray as we lift up each other tonight, Father God, and strengthen each other, Father God, and build each other up, Father God, by way of your Holy Spirit, Father God, being obedient to our assignment, as you say in Romans 11:29, that the gifts and calling of God is irrevocable, so you does not change your mind. So we thank God for the listeners who are hearing all of this, Father God, know that we are humble tonight. We are humble, Father God. We are so humble, and we just thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for another word that you have allowed to come through your servant, Father God. And thank God for Brother James that he continues, Father God, to be obedient to his assignment, Father God. We thank you and we love you. And through these things we ask tonight, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Norman King. That's my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He also delivers a powerful word from the Lord over this worldwide platform, Pastor Mitchell. So once again, thank you, and we're going to get ready to close out. I'm just going to close out with this one song on tonight, because we guess what? God deserves our total praise. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And as I always said, I'm going to say it again on tonight, learn how to encourage one another with God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, then you know that God is being glorified. So until this coming Saturday, don't forget, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be doing part two of this on this coming Saturday night. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.